Guess who just met Carl Shakur? Oh my god, oh my goodness, like, I'm so excited. I'm still excited. Anything like what? Over an hour ago now. And wow, I can't believe this guy was actually in the country and he came, talked to us. It was such a beautiful, beautiful event. It was about 2 hours or less. I got to ask him one question that I've been asking creatives over and over and over again. Like, how do I bring all my passions together into one niche? And most of them are like, you have to drop one, you have to, if you want to do like travel, you have to do travel alone. If you want to do your personal growth and development, you have to do that alone. But his reply to me was exactly what I wanted to hear, and like, it made me I don't know, reflect on what I have to work upon. But like, any creative who is listening to this and went for the function, I'm sure you relate to what I'm saying. Like, it was humbling being amidst so many talented people, and more so listening to advice from this guy and seeing his story. Wow. February has started off on a good note. That's why I wanted to start with that. Like, that's the first thing I wanted to say. But hello, hola, J-Tribe. How are you? Welcome to February. Welcome to Feb. Like, wow, second month already. That's crazy. But the year is moving. I hope you are moving. So the first thing I wanted to say is live within your means. That was my biggest lesson of January 2025. Live within your means. I used to hate this statement with all my heart until last week Wednesday. It used to make me so uncomfortable. Like, what do you mean live within your means? Yet, I believe I can achieve way, way more. But on this random day, as I was showering, this phrase finally made sense to me. Like, my jaw literally dropped as my brain put all the pieces together. I hated it because it made me face the parts of my reality which I disliked, the ones where I feel like I'm still falling behind from where I believe I am meant to be, the ones that remind me that I've not succeeded as much as I had hoped by this age. So whenever someone told me this, I felt triggered, without even understanding why. But now I do. Now, how did I realize this? I have always wanted to go to Entebbe on a random weekday because that's when the beaches are less populated and, you know, you can enjoy yourself properly. But for years, I failed to go because I did not have a car. My friends with cars do not particularly want the beach. And my God, I hate depending on people for something. So, imagine for years, I have been missing out on an experience I so greatly desire because I am busy hating on my reality. My love for what I do not have made me miss out on the things I currently love. How pathetic, really. I literally laughed out loud when the puzzle was complete. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't taken a taxi in a couple of years. I won't lie. Like, for judges, almost every day. But for a taxi, I've not taken one in a while. But last Thursday, I got onto that 6K taxi to Entebbe, just an hour's ride, and then a drive of like 2K to Cocoa Beach. And I had the best time of my life, I'm telling you. The whole time, I couldn't stop thinking of how much life I had dropped of myself and how I plan on making up for lost time. Right now, I look at living within my means as the most logical way to living life, and I have never felt more content. Like, when the Holy Spirit gave me this revelation, I was so excited. I even started recording myself because I knew by the time I started doing the podcast, it would, like, I don't know, the excitement would have disappeared or whatever. But I just want you to listen to this clip briefly so that you understand how good I felt in that moment.
Dear listeners, this is a testament of how hate can rob you of the things you love. Why had I always taken it like it was something bad and like I've not made it? Okay, not that I've not made it in life, but like, how can I describe this? Like, I was living in a denial sort of thing. Okay, not denial, but like, what? I really took living within my means as such a bad thing. Like, I can shoot for more, I can do, I don't know, achieve more, do better. But like, I literally didn't have the means for that. Means are like a bridge, yeah? That connect you from, okay, a bridge between your reality and your future, something like that, and your dream. So like, if you don't have the means and you're convinced that you don't even lack the means, then you're always going to be in like this, like chase, kind of like you're in a hunt. You're in a hunt for something that you can never attain. But like, if you live within your means, it means that you have everything that you need, like to move forward. Wow. What a realization.
Anyways, with all that said, I want to talk about how January was like. January was quite an interesting start to the year. But they say a bad beginning makes a good ending. So I'm hanging onto that old proverb like a string of hope because, yeah, I really need it. I really, really need it. Yeah. So speaking of rough starts, it's not just me feeling it. The world is. Unless you have been living under a rock, you know that Trump is back in the White House. And if you have been following the news, you've read about the executive orders he has passed. But more significantly, the one that affects me directly is the one to freeze foreign aid from USAID for 90 days at the moment. Furthermore, things are escalating quickly as Elon Musk says that Trump is most probably going to shut down the whole organization altogether because of corruption, etc. Now, what angers me is that there are Ugandans who supported this guy. Like, if they could, I think they would have even gone to vote. But the few people that I know were supporting Trump, it's not because of why he promised, I don't know, some golden foreign policy or whatever, where they would be benefiting. But it was because of his anti-LGBT agenda. Like, that is it. That is it. I guess one thing about it just makes me laugh in anger. Just one thing like this. One was enough to convince someone that this guy was the best candidate. I'm sure. Because, like, when he won, that is all that certain people, I'm not saying everyone, but that is what certain people were posting, the whole, oh, he has won, so there will be no like different genders, blah blah blah. Trust me, I understand that that is your opinion on this community, but if your other policies are affecting millions of people, that doesn't make you a suitable candidate. It just doesn't. And you know why this whole one ideology thing pisses me off? It's because it is the same mindset that people use when it comes to home politics. You hear someone justifying the most evil things because peace was reinstated 400 years ago and it's the same broken record that plays every after 5 years. Like, bro, come on, let's be serious. How myopic can one's thinking be? You may be listening to this thinking, I am bitter because of my job at USAID, but this is much bigger than just me, an individual. Of course, I feel awful about it, like, duh, I've lost my job, but that is not first on the list. Look around at the number of people being affected by this decision. USAID was functioning in over 100 countries, vulnerable countries. Those are hundreds of projects, and overnight, all that is on pause and may be closed. Sit yourself down with your brain and make some research on the complicated situation that has been birthed. All that humanitarian aid offered for different natural disasters, the opportunities that it brought, the employment, etc., the beneficiaries are multiple. Meanwhile, this is just one out of the many unfair policies. Am I angry at Trump for doing this? Absolutely. But am I angry at especially African leaders for putting us in a dependent situation for all these decades? I am infuriated. Like, if you're Ugandan and you think there is hope for us just because foreign aid is being pulled away, then I really do not know which cave you have been living under. Like, I've just read something here about billions being allocated for furniture and stuff like that for MPs. Meanwhile, who earn a lot of money, or ministers, whatever, these are the same people you think that have best interests for you. Like, really? Guys, talking about politics pisses me off, man. That's why I really don't talk about these things. Like, I am tired of pretending that we are okay, because we are not. Let me tell you something. Just because you hang with wealthy people doesn't mean you are one. Use this information how you will. If a state of emergency was announced because of instability, God forbid. Would you have an escape route to exile, to like safety? Or will you watch your regime friends bid you farewell as they fly away to safety, like what happened in the last elections? You are there, you're unsure if you're going to be hit by a stray bullet. Well, you're watching your friend on Snap taking a vacay. Guys, wake up. Please wake up. Stay safe, stay sharp, think before you choose. Think. If you are pissed off by my remarks, go piss yourself and know I am not sorry. Like, I'm tired of pretending to be okay with people who have totally divergent, warring political opinions. We are the new adults, the promised leaders of tomorrow when we were kids that they talked about, yeah? And now, these so-called leaders are still sheep finding the same unfortunate conditions. No, actually worse. Way worse. Like, our shilling is nothing. Like, honestly, yeah, Trump has given us a blow, a much needed blow, yeah, because we can't forever be dependent countries. But if you think a third world country led by corrupt ass leaders is going to all of a sudden get better and like guys are going to start putting us, the citizens first, I pray for you, because you're also part of the problem. Man, let's first take a breather. I feel like I had so much anger in my heart that I had to release it, because it was so beautiful. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. But anyways, on another note, which isn't much brighter anyway, is my self-analysis of January. Bro, when I tell you that I have not been the best version of myself, even after coming on here to tell you to be so, I felt like I was regressing. And is that not what a journey of personal growth and development looks like anyway? So I realized that the more I focus on something negative, the higher my susceptibility to taking it on. Stay with me now. In January, I critically gossiped and judged like crazy, I'm telling you. And it's because I am trying to completely do away with these two sins that they are pushing back at me with even more force, like, yo. And it's so bad now because I am more spiritually aware. So whenever I gossip or whenever I judge someone, the Holy Spirit calls me out immediately, like, Jay, stop it. Stop it now. Right after judging someone, I'm reminded of the dirty laundry in my own life. And even when I try to justify myself, nothing. I still feel like I have fallen short of God's glory. For when I gossip, there's this sadness that overwhelms me. Like, why am I talking bad about this person? Why am I even talking at all about this person? How is this benefiting me? So that I feel better about myself, so that I can stand and say, it can never be me. So that I seem like the cleverer one, bruh. When the Holy Spirit is convicting you, you shall feel it. It is very different from when the devil is whispering condemnations at you. How can I explain this? Okay, you know how some teachers could condemn you and say things like, you are the worst student and you are a failure, or you will always be a failure. So that's what the devil sounds like. Hopeless, crashing, and full of shame, yeah? But then there's other teachers who will check you and tell you, listen, if you continue down this road of unseriousness, you have high possibility of failing, and yet I know you are more than capable of succeeding. I believe in you, but you just need to pull up your socks. Now that is the voice of the Holy Spirit. His conviction feels better, but it's heavier because you don't want to disappoint him. With the first teacher, the rude one, you don't care because you don't have a relationship like that. So my January has been about facing the weight of constant conviction. But the best part about this is that the same Holy Spirit that points out my wrong is the same one who walks me out of my sinful life. Now, I certainly didn't come to preach today, but man, the word of the Lord excites me at times. But anyways, now that I have gotten the devil's attention because I'm doing my best to, because I'm doing my best to break these chains of gossip and judgment, I'm certain that God is pulling out even bigger strategies to fight that battle for me. So I'm not worried about failing. My only role is to keep pushing and praying my way out of it. And in case you never knew, God never fails his children, more so his precious daughters. So this February, this is to both you and I implore you to let the Holy Spirit in. Let him guide you on this journey of personal growth and development so that you keep moving in the right direction. When you feel like the darkness within you wants to take over, pray about it. Invite God into that dark, nasty, shameful place so that he shines his light and unburdens you of it all. Do not give up on becoming better because you would be giving up on yourself. If you are on the wrong side of humanity, pray for revelation. I do not care who you support. I only care that you care for humanity. Because you see, this life thing, yeah, is for understanding that anything bad that can possibly happen to someone can happen to you too. The universal laws bend for nobody tribe. So make your research. Know what to do, know which views to stand for, and see yourself become a better person. Till 2 weeks from now, adios, amigas! Oh, I'd forgotten! The next episode will be my last for season 2, that shall be episode 10. So, catch you then! Adios! Mm-hmm.